A lot of the turnout is, I think, going to happen when people start getting off work and going to vote or lunchtime. So these early, we were out there like 7 and 8:30, so that's kind of early. But lunch and after work, I know there's always a rush on election day. And from what we could tell, people are going to be going. They're excited. And everywhere we went, certainly when I've been around campaigning during early voting, the majority of people in the room, when I ask them have they voted, had already voted.
So gun safety, the latest tragedy in the news is someone brought a gun in from out of state. What could Florida law do to prevent something like that?
Florida law needs to make it so there's not so many guns on the streets and so bad people can't easily get them. That's an oversimplification of what the problem is here in Florida, and we've got to address that. Okay, there may not be a change in law that could have prevented what happened in Jacksonville. Maybe there could be, but we got to talk about it and we got to have a discussion about it, and we can't bury our heads in the sand and just say the NRA and the Second Amendment runs this state and we won't do anything about guns. I will. The other side won't. That's going to be one of the things that we talk about in the lead up to the general election.